There's also been a desire on the part of the SAP community to make certification more accessible, such as the ability to be certified online. And currently, you can take some SAP classes online, but from what I've learned so far, you need to be certified at a training center. And just wanted to get your latest plans on making it easier to get certified and perhaps online channels or more test environments in the field. What's on the deck there?
Well, there's a couple of things there, John. First of all, if it's a certification, it has to be in a secure environment. So you have to have proctors, and it has to be something where we can really say, no matter where it is in the world, that everybody adheres to the same security standards. Quite apart from the IP control issues that are, it costs an awful lot for each exam question that we put into place, and it's really, really important for the integrity of the whole program that there's the highest possible level of exam security. So online is fine for assessments. If it's not a mission-critical certification that we're saying to our customer, this, John Smith is the guy who really did it and this is what he did, that's fine. But online assessments are not, wouldn't be acceptable for the integrity of our certification program. So what we've done is we've gone down another route, and we've said, particularly appealing to people who are at a more advanced stage in their career, so our professionals, our masters, target audience, those people we can't take out and put into a... First of all, they're not going to learn the content through just classroom training. They'll want to have a much more sort of blended learning environment. They want to pick and choose what knowledge they still need to bring in, really bring them up to speed to be able to take that exam. And, that might be e-learning, it might be remote web sessions, it can be reading a book. And to bring them into an SAP Education Center to take their exam at the end of that seemed not a viable proposition for us either. So what we did was we set up a global contract last year with an organization called Pearson View, and they have 4,000 test centers around the world, and they now deliver our SAP tests via their test centers. So that basically means I'm a consultant, I can go down the road to my nearest test center in Boston or wherever my client project is or wherever my home office is. And it's an online registration system, so it's a little bit like a flight booking. I book a seat exactly when it suits me. Very, very flexible, and I can just go there and take my exam. And it's all in proctored environments, so we as SAP have the confidence that it is really John Smith who's going there.
Sounds good. Certification is a big investment, and it's my opinion, and I think also Demir's, that too often folks who are trying to break into SAP, who are sometimes referred to out there in the internet cloud as freshers, are sometimes oversold on the power of SAP certification, sometimes by third parties who imply that certification is all they need to land their first job in SAP. And we hear from some of these folks after the fact, and they can find the job hunt pretty frustrating, which, of course, can then lead to a bit of a backlash of resentment about certification that perhaps didn't open the door they were expecting. So how do you think someone who, with no experience, should approach an investment in SAP certification, and what would you advise those individuals in terms of their expectations?
Well, I think that reflects, again, John, what people given us in terms of feedback, that we need a certain level of differentiation and what we would call horses for courses. So, we needed to make sure that we had certification levels in place which reflect the clear job experience and give the customers a real benchmark in terms of what can that individual do. So I wouldn't necessarily agree that our associate certification shouldn't be an entry to the market. In terms of the skills shortages that we're actually seeing out there, I think an associate certification continues to be of extremely high value, and should really be a door opener. But it's maybe easier. How can I put this strategically? Nicely, it's easier probably for the customer to differentiate between the professional or the more experienced individual and the associate. But that shouldn't cause a lack of job opportunities for the associate, because our figures are telling us that there are still huge gaps in the market in terms of and that must represent career opportunities. And the more the credibility of the certification program improves and increases, and that's what all of our feedback from the market is telling us, that there is a big uptake, that there is a lot more customer awareness, that the better the career opportunities, obviously, for certified individuals, irrespective of which level. I think generally looking at our program and being more rigorous in terms of recertification and being clearer to the customer in terms of what a certified individual actually brings to the table can only be of an advantage to those particular individuals who go down that route.
And certainly what our listeners want to hear today, so that sounds good. I know Damir Barlas has several questions he'd like to ask, Sue, mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn this over to Damir.
Thanks so much, Joan. I sure appreciate it. Picking up the discussion, I'd like to move into my first question, which will be I just want a clarification on SAP's official position on third-party certification. Of course, certification is valuable as a piece of real estate. A lot of people are interested in what it means. And there are a lot of people out there who claim to be offering it, who are using the SAP name, and there doesn't seem to be any way to do an apples-to-apples comparison so you can make sure that, you know, this person is doing it remotely, these people are employing the right sets of questions, the right experts. So, I mean, where does SAP come down in all of this? Is there any way to get a handle on the SAP position so that people who are interested can evaluate the third-party certifiers who are out there?
Yeah. One of those that's a very important topic for us, Damir. I don't think it's only an important topic for SAP. I mean, we have I've been at a couple of conferences this year with other IT certification managers, and we all seem to be suffering from this sort of thing, whether we be Microsoft or SAP or whoever. So it's a IP control in the certification arena is a big problem for us all, and we're really working hard to ensure that it doesn't hurt the integrity of the credibility of the program. So we're working together with other IT certification programs to see if we can lobby some of the test center providers to make sure that they help us to really clamp down on any breaches of security. And there is only one SAP Global Certification Program, and that's what's found on SAP.com. And I think by enhancing the clarity of that program and making it easier to interpret for the customer, we're adding value to that, and hopefully making it clearer that third-party certification can't really play a proper role in hiring decisions. But it you're absolutely right, it does continue to remain a problem, and it causes us a lot of work. And it's one of these things that we will never get a complete handle on, mm-hmm. but we can only do our best.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's nice to know we're not alone.
Absolutely. I sure appreciate that clarification. Just a quick follow-up. I mean, does this extend to a certain amount of arm twisting in terms of people who are using certain language out there in the marketplace, or is the lobbying more sort of behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, we're monitoring the whole time, so we're looking at websites. We have a team who does nothing but look for certification questions, looks for third party, and as you say, there are particular regions where it's particularly prevalent. We're diligent, and we have actually taken some legal measures to clamp down on it as well. But as I say, it's something that will get worse rather than better. We just have to double the efforts, don't we?
Great, that helps, and it's a good clarification for our readers. Moving forward to something else that can be a little confusing, university-based SAP training. In my mind, and certainly in the minds of some other folks, it isn't fully clear, or until hear statements now, what kind of certification track this has been. And I think interrelated to that is the question of, is there a master list of universities that do work with SAP, and trying to gather more information about what goes on in these courses, so we can see, we can make our own comparisons about their value.
Well, we do have a University Alliance program, which I would say is that fits into the foundation side of. So it's within our associate layer, if that helps you, Damir. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it's still on an academic level, so it's primarily going into overview to help people get good insight into the overall SAP picture, and it doesn't really go into the in-depth that you would have, say, at an associate level. So it's really a support for university graduates to make career decisions. So it gives them a good overview of all of the different areas and allows them to really identify where to go on from there. And they would then move into the associate level.
Mm-hmm. Is there some kind of opportunity cost involved there? The energy that goes into obviously this effort, is there any way in which it may be detracting from energy focusing in other areas of certification, people who are already out there in the marketplace, who aren't just recent graduates? Or would you say that the separate resources SAP is committing don't really make this an opportunity cost issue?
No, it's not. I don't see it as an opportunity cost issue at all, Damir. I think we have a separate University Alliance program, and that's obviously it's an area that we find extremely important for us as a strategy, it doesn't detract from our certification group efforts, which are really focused fully on our partners and freelancers out there in the market. We don't compete for budget.
Good. Okay. That's right. That's the meat of it. And just finally, we talked a bit about efforts that are ongoing in terms of other folks who are certifying and the ecosystem. Can you dig into that a little bit more for us? Is there sort of an official body that's already mulling over auditing principles and the criteria for sort of certifying the certifiers, or is that still more just in the planning and talking stages? Where exactly are these efforts?
Sorry, Jamie, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. Certifying the certifiers, right? We talked about this a little bit. This is part of regulating the ecosystem. And maybe a way to narrow this question down for you is to ask you, what are some of the criteria that are going to be used to sort of align partner value, right? People who are talking about providing any kind of related services. How are you going to assure that these people are delivering that value?
Right. Okay. Well, we have our own quality criteria programs as well. You mean in terms of certifying the trainers and making sure that we have certified trainers on board? This is still quite different from region to region, Demir. So some of our regions already work together with training partners. In other regions, it's still quite a new concept. We do actually ensure, that any of the trainers that we do have out there are certified. And the test center providers that I was referring to before, Pearson VUE, they have very strict secret shopper programs, for example, and they report to us on a monthly basis in terms of any security breaches that they've really identified. We have the ability to identify particular regions or particular test centers. They go through and evaluate, for example, results. So if results, if pass rates are particularly high in one particular region or in one particular test center, the alarm bells go off immediately, and we sit down together with our test center provider and try to identify, okay, is that, are we talking about particularly clever people? Or is this something that we should be looking into more? And that there are various areas where you can identify if there's something wrong or if there are security breaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have test security guidelines, whether it be tests taken in an SAP Education Center or a Vue Test Center, the security guidelines are the same. So, you know, we shouldn't have instructors proctoring exams, et cetera.
Excellent. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Those are great answers. John, I'd like to turn it back over to you now.
Great. Well, we're certainly running short on time, but I still want to give you a brief chance to tell us what's next for SAP certification, Tech Ed, and beyond. Anything you wanted to note as we're wrapping here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super. Well, one of the things that we're really excited about, as you said, John, is Tech Ed. So we rolled out our professional exams, our initial professional exams at Tech Ed last year, and we had almost 2,500 people who actually took advantage of the certification opportunity, and we are doing a similar sort of thing this year. What we've done in the EMEA region, so there's the Tech Ed at Berlin, and there's the Tech Ed again at Las Vegas. What we found last year was that offering certification during Tech Ed was a little bit of a challenge to people who'd or a conflict of interest, let's say, to people who wanted to really take advantage of the multitude of Tech Ed sessions. So the feedback we got was, you know, discount certification opportunity, absolutely superb. If I have to decide on the Wednesday whether I go to a hands-on session or whether I go to take my certification test, I'll probably decide to go to the hands-on session. I can take my certification test anytime. So what we've done this year is we've put a different model into place apart from in Bangalore. In Bangalore, we've decided to continue with on-site testing because that continued to be very, very popular. But in Las Vegas and in Berlin, what we're doing is giving people a 50% discount on certification tests, but allowing them to basically get that 50% discount at any testing center of their choice within that particular region. So North America and Canada for the Las Vegas attendees and throughout EMEA for the Berlin attendees. In a four-week period after Tech Ed, and we opened up registration for Tech Ed in the US about 5 weeks ago, and we're asking people to opt in whether they'd like to take advantage of that certification opportunity, and we've been really, really pleased with the response we've got, and we opened up the Berlin registration last week, and it looks as if we're getting exactly the same level of response throughout EMEA as well. So we're very happy.
Great, yeah, and it goes without saying that folks can get more information on SAP certification at sap.com in the education section. In fact, I noticed you guys have some nifty certification logos you're rolling out as well for those who achieve these different status levels. You say those are going to be available soon, at least on the site it says that.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. We have logos for each of the individual levels as well, looking at the other certification programs and sort of the wish list. That was one of the things that people came back with. Another thing that people asked us for was help in terms of certification guides. So they felt that we needed to improve in terms of providing more opportunities. So we're working together with SAP Press to bring out a series of success guides, we're calling them, for each of the new exams, and they'll be rolling out sort of in the fourth quarter. I think generally we're also rolling out the personalized certification website. I don't know if you heard about that, John, but one of the items on the wish list was the ability to really communicate with peers and to have access to more information, etc. And so what we've actually set up is what we're calling a personalized certification website, which if you take your exam, you get a welcome message and a link to your own personalized certification website, which tells you, okay, which exams have I got, my certification history, where do I go from here? So it shows you recommended tracks for next steps on your certification ladder. It personalizes the sort of content that you would get. So if I'm, interested in CRM, for example, and that's where my certification history really is, I'll get more personalized content in terms of how I can prepare, etc. It also gives you discounts on SAP Press books and a whole variety of other benefits that we'd like to give to the people who've gone through the certification, successfully gone through the certification route. And I think, the looking at the survey results, 92% of all of the survey respondents basically came back when we went to them in January 2008 and said that we'd really moved the needle and that SAP certification is on a par or superior to other certification programs. So we asked them in 2006, compare us with others, and we asked them in 2008, compare us with others, and we're now at 92% feel that we're at least on a par, if not superior. So we just need to talk to the other 8%.
Yeah, well, that'll give you something to do in 2008.
Yeah, exactly. Keeps
you busy. Well, good luck with that last 8%. As I expected, we've run out of time all too quickly. We got some great info from you today, and best of luck with the team at TechEd and beyond.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Great. On that note, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today for this podcast interview on SAP certification. This podcast was a joint venture between SearchSAP.com and my site, JohnERP.com, bringing you career answers for SAP professionals. And with that, I'd like to turn it back to our host, Demir Barlas of SearchSAP.
It's time to complement your new insights into SAP's certification policies and thoughts on the third-party certification marketplace by reading the Search SAP material linked to on the main podcast page. By going through this content, SAP specialists will be able to choose between certification options and acquire more precise control over their careers. We thank you for having joined us.